back to the show. We're at the top of the hour. We're joined by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and you're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're doing a special live broadcast from Davie, Florida. So before we went to break, we talked about the importance and some of the lectures and stuff that you do and how the times are really changing and empowering people. What are some of the things you're planning for in 2013?
Well, our biggest thing we're doing is this next weekend. We're doing a live streaming event in Vancouver, British Columbia, called Making Change Stick. And it's a one-day seminar that people can tune in from anywhere in the world. It'll be streaming live, and it'll be an 8-hour, 9-hour day, and we'll go over the science of changing your mind. We'll show why change is so hard. We'll show how the brain changes, and then we'll give people the tools really to apply to their life. And so it's a big event. It's the top of the new year, and we thought it would be a great way for people to start realizing some of the dreams, goals, and desires that lay ahead of them. So that's our first big event doing, and we're pretty excited about it because it'll be broadcasted in 9 different cities around the world, but people can tune in right from their computer right at home.
Excellent. And that's some of the most important things is nowadays with technology is actually reaching a wider audience and having people tune in, which is really amazing. So that's great. You're doing a live webcast. And the most important thing is you're teaching people and showing people how to empower themselves. And if you could talk a little bit, Joe, we have about 3-4 minutes left before we go into the commercial break, a little bit about the quantum physics and quantum mechanics and why saying things out loud, manifesting, why that stuff actually works, why it works in this physical universe.
Well, there is an invisible field. It's a field of information. And that field of information is both personal and universal. It's within you and all around you. It's the invisible prima materia that all things material manifest from. And that field is very responsive to how you think and how you feel. So thoughts are the language of the brain, and feelings are the language of the body. How we think and how we feel creates the state of being. So if you're thinking the same thoughts every day, those same thoughts will lead to the same choices. Those same choices will create the same behaviors. Same behaviors will create the same experiences, and the same experiences will produce the same emotions, and those same emotions then will drive the same thoughts, and the person gets stuck in a very finite pattern, and their biology then, their neurology, their genes reflect that typical, common, familiar state of being. So then if you can train people to begin to observe a new possibility, and we have all the biological and neurological machinery to do this, to begin to dream of a new outcome, and they begin to observe the same reality from a new level of mind, and they revisit that observation every single day, then that field of intelligence will begin to organize itself into an event or an experience in a person's life. And when they get to see the changes they made inside of them that produced some effect outside of them, they'll pay attention to what they did, and they'll do it again, and that's called empowerment. And nobody is so special to be excluded from this equation, that this is really a fortunate time for us where everybody begins to realize that independent of the race or culture or social status or gender, that human beings are all connected to this field and that we all have the power within us to begin to make some headway towards a new future.
That's right, absolutely. And that's what I say on my show all the time, is that every single one of us is a leader. Every single one of us is powerful, and we can manifest and co-create anything we want in our lives. And that's some of the oldest and ancient information and knowledge on the planet, is all of us are these great co-creators. So Dr. Joe Dispenza, thank you so much. And your website again is Dr. Joe Dispenza, DISPENZA.com. And thanks again for coming on the show. And listeners out there, check out his lectures and information. It is what helps you realize how powerful you are. So important. So thank you, Joe, for coming on.
No, thank you, Joe. Keep up the great work.
And here's more Starseed Journey. We'll be right back.
Hi. As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And thank you, Joe, again for coming on the show. And the studio right now is our next guest. We have Stephen Huber coming on, and they're having a little trouble getting, so we're going to try to maybe move it over to our next guest, Ted from Occupy Wall Street. And the commercial you just heard is a commercial from Stephen Huber's company, One World Way Synergistic Nutrition, and they're about providing high-quality product information and creating great health, which is so important. It's an educational organization that teaches people the laws of nature so that human suffering can end. It doesn't get any cooler and better than that. One World Way is a highly advanced super whey protein. I take it myself. Stephen sent me some a few months back, and we actually took it with us to Mexico to Cancun. We brought it through customs, and we've been letting everyone try who wants to, and it's an amazing product. So the station's working on getting him, and once he gets Stephen on the line, then we'll jump to him. But right now we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Edward Twitchell Hall III. When the original organizers of Occupy Wall Street, which started last year in New York, and now it's spawned into some amazing projects from people from all over the world that have taken part in Occupy Wall Street. It ended up being in over 1,500 cities in over 90 countries at the highest point. So amazing work that they did. And Ted, with that, thank you for coming on the show. How have you been?
I've been doing all right. Jonah, how are you doing?
Doing great. I spoke to you yesterday, and you had some exciting new developments and stuff going on and some new projects. So I'll start with that and jump into the good news and some of the new projects and stuff you're working on. Give us some updates on what's been happening with the whole Occupy movement.
Man, well, the Occupy Sandy relief effort has been continuing. There's a whole ton of community organizing that's happening on that end, and then we also had
a good number of our Occupy brothers and sisters who are from New York come back from their actions to stop the XL pipeline in Texas. And they brought back some amazing information. If you anybody looks up just XL pipeline and then TD Bank, you'll find a YouTube video that is really informational about this. Literally, like, as Bill McKibben puts it, it is the fuse to the CO2 bomb of that will totally put us over the tipping point. So we have all these great occupiers who have been helping out with Earth First and with a whole bunch of other communities to try to get Texans and then legislators and everybody to stop this horrific destruction of our ecosystems and commitment to a horribly explosive new carbon footprint. And there's a lot more to share too. The movement's growing in a lot of interesting organic ways.
And that's what's so beautiful, and why I have you on the show every few weeks to update us, because it was such a powerful movement that the mainstream media totally ignored, they shunned, they put down. But really what it was about unifying the people, that the people can actually get together and do something. And what it's grown into doing is sustainability and amazing projects that are helping people. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the new projects and stuff that are going on.
Well, in New York right now, I've been working on unifying the food movement. So there's Food Democracy Now, which is a fantastic organization that's been helping us out. They've been providing us with communications with other farmers and with seeds. And I've been right now in New Mexico. And really what's the top thing on the radar is Idle No More, which idle as in like idling your car. So Idle No More, I'm sure a lot of the listeners have heard about this, but Canada there is some incredible organizers of the First Nations tribes, and right now they're basically putting on the other end of this XL pipeline a real block in the name of Indigenous land rights, as well as in the name of environmental justice. And on the 11th was a fantastic global day of action. So there were people here in New Mexico, there were people in New York, even though it was raining, and all First Nations peoples, and it's just pretty much entirely led by women, it's the most beautiful thing to be seeing. And it's astounding how few people have heard about it, despite like the amount of people have gone out. But we're basically seeing, I think, I like to think of this as like, what happened in the U.S. it's a movement, just the movement, and there's many names and many chapters to it. But, it's a biennial. It's like this next year, this spring is going to be unbelievable, and it's because it's really coming from the genuine guardians, at least in this area of the world, which are the First Nations peoples.
That just gave me chills, because that's so important. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's remembering the natives that were here and how they lived in harmony and oneness with the planet. That's what we're trying to get back to, materialism and ego and all these other things that corporations and society has created the last 10, 20, 30, 50 years, has shifted consciousness so far off the path that people are just getting sick off everything these days. Toxins and foods, and there's so many things that is just an unhealthy living and lifestyle. It's unbelievable. People are programmed, and as soon as you're sick, take a pill. If you can't sleep, take a pill. If you're not happy, take a pill. You see these commercials on TV. If you're happy, if you're hurt, this, if you're not, if you hate, it's amazing. And taking it back and acknowledging the ancient information that the medicine men had, the tribes had, and bringing that into modern day technology, society, is really where I see a lot of things headed, and I see really a lot happening this year, which Dr. Kent Mezclay from the Green Party is coming on to talk about some of that as well. And it's amazing to hear you talk about it, because it's like so many people now are like taking it back to the basics, which the basics were simplifying our lives so we have sustainability on the planet.
Mm-hmm. it's very important. And when you think about sort of the permaculture principles, which you bring in all the time, which are really essential for us to think about when it comes to all of these, quote, problems we have, which are really the solutions, if we think about the permacultural principles and bring those into a community, I mean, the wisdom of this, of all of the ecology here, of all of the biomes in the U.S., or what Turtle Island is its original name, all of that is in the heritage of a lot of the First Nations peoples. And thank God for this movement, and really what's needed at this point is a very deep respect for the tradition. I spend a good amount of time with the Kogi in Colombia. It's in Santa Marta, and I highly recommend any listeners look up Kogi or Koji, K-O-G-Y, and they have this thing called the Elder Brothers Warning, or Aluna, which is basically, they're the last surviving pre-Columbian civilization that's, you know, by our weird Western framework where we call certain things civilizations, but they have all of their traditions, all of their land still, or at least a good chunk of it. I actually
have learned a lot about the Kogi from a friend of mine. I'll give a shout out to Stacy, who did some ayahuasca journeys with them in the jungles of Colombia, and she talked highly about it and how just
what's her
informative.
Name, Stacy? I'm like, I wonder if I was there.
Possibly, it was last summer. She was down there with some Evolver people, Daniel Pinchback and those guys. So I'm sure it's the same
there with
circuit.
Okay, we might have been in the same ceremony. Wow.
I wouldn't doubt it. That's how it works.
That's wonderful.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, well, she talked about it just like you did. So it's taking it back to those native roots and remembering the ancient knowledge that the ancients had that they passed down from the medicine and shamans and bringing that into modern day society. And talk about some of the projects you have coming up for 2013.
Well, right now I've been interviewing this amazing elder of sustainability, Jerry Johnson, and I'm going to be including that in a series of interviews with other veterans of the sustainability movement and First Nations peoples. And there's Jerry Johnson is fantastic, as well as like the founders of the solar enterprise community in New York. They've been in the trenches for like 20 years. But this fellow, Jerry Johnson, like, he warrants a whole set of like 10 entire interviews because he literally put sustainable building on the map started in the 50s. And then in the 70s, he has like letters from Pratt Institute's director just being like, thank God you put efficiency and solar thermal water heating on and do it yourself design, like all of this stuff. This fellow is just, he knows what's going on. And he also has a very good article about him on the New York Times. If you look up Jerry Johnson and quirky experiments, and you can even see how the media has been portraying like his legacy. Like, he worked at the White House, he worked at the Department of Energy, and now he's having his home basically threatened by New York City's water system, and he for an old water bill, which doesn't exist. Wow. Because he uses all rainwater. Like, this guy is the most Spartan 80-year-old man you'll ever meet, and the wisdom that comes out of his mouth is just amazing. It's beautiful. Like, this is pretty much it. This movement is finally shaping to the real needs and exigencies of our age, which is to stop these petroleum industries. And if you look at Bill McKibben's work on Do the Math, it really puts it into stark relief. So idlenomore.ca, they've got a lot of info, but their servers keep getting hit, much like our Reclaim. So people just support it. Get on Facebook, tweet about it like crazy. I'm there on Twitter as Edward Hall, and I'm in contact with the organizers too. We'll just keep moving along and just spreading the
love. That's it. Well, we're out of time, Ted, but always thanks again for coming on. And we'll have some more updates from you in a few weeks, so hang in there, and thank you for all your hard work. We'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, ho, aloha, as we say. Take care.
We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you, Ted, for Occupy Wall Street updates. Stay connected to some of the projects that Ted talked about. Now we're joined by our next guest. He's sort of a on-the-scene guest. He's here at Dr. Lee's house, and I actually saw him the other night in a YouTube video we watched, a Burning Man video, so shout out to all the burners out there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing 2013 burn. If you've seen what they're going to build, the effigy they're going to build this year, it looks epic. A giant ship. Pretty cool.
What?
So, Ash, how you feeling this evening? How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm here overflowing love and gratitude for this moment. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. And the video you did is amazing. You work with some of the guys, luminaries, which for just I was with down in Mexico. So first talk about like how you first got introduced to these energies and spirituality. Were you open to these energies and stuff since you were a young person, or is this something, an awakening, a specific thing that happened?
Yeah, I've always been open to the energies and to just loving and unconditional love and celebrating and joy and music. Music has always been my favorite way to communicate since before I could even speak.
Wow.
And it was really cool. When I was about 16, I was in a boy band called Menudo. It was a Latin boy band. We traveled all over the world. And we did a music video in Machu Picchu. And while I was there about to film the music video, there was a moment when I stepped out of the helicopter that everything, in a sense, melted. There was no more me. There was no planet. There was no universe. There was no Machu Picchu. There was no Lama. It was just pure, ever-present, clear awareness. It was kind of like all the descriptions that we're used to emphasizing became the background, and then that which is always aware and clear and open became the foreground. And it was just fun to notice that nothing had an independent nature, and that indeed all was effortlessly one.
Wow. An experience like that would definitely wake someone up to these energies and put things in perspective for them, and that's sort of how 2.5 years ago when I had my first experiences with these energies and astro traveling and things that I experienced, you know, you can't tell your brain anymore that that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, it takes you on that journey and down the rabbit hole you go.
Yeah.
Of information and knowledge, and it's amazing. So listeners out there, if you're not familiar and you don't understand what we're talking about, it's, you know, it's as simple as taking your shoes off and go standing in nature, you know, like we've been talking about, doing simple things like that, slowing down your breathing, shut the lights off, light a candle, do some deep breathing. The energies are here. The energies have shifted. How have you felt since December 21st?
Vibrant, vividly awake. It's been really wonderful. Notice the subtleties of just the kindness of the simplicity of, for example, the chair that we're sitting on, how it's holding us and supporting us, the floor holding the chair, the earth holding the floor, and the different stars in their orbit holding this planet in its perfect Goldilocks position to receive all the delicious nutrients from the sun. And when you really take a moment to acknowledge, there's no end to the gratitude and to the support and to the wonder that is absolutely ever present in an ordinary day.
That's it. And that's what's so special and beautiful is taking the time to appreciate that, and that automatically flows you into that, that love vibration. Talk a little bit about your video. Your video was a big hit. It was video really because you couldn't go to Burning Man, so you wanted to do something.
Yeah.
Talk a little about the video, how it happened, how it came.
Well, I wrote a song called Burn One Love for this vision. I had a dream that there was a newscaster that was talking about that the fire has been rediscovered for the second time by humanity, but it's not a fire that can be put out or that needs to be created. It's the fire of our own clarity, the fire of our own power to know our own awareness. And that was a really cool dream, and I wrote this song called Burn One Love. And so this is one of the songs, and I was working with Mickey Willis from LA Films, an amazing director and producer, and we picked the song, and at the same time the Burning Man thing was happening. There was a bit of a controversy how they were doing the system, because the year before their computer crashed due to the amount of people wanting to go on a British ticket. So they tried something else, but that kind of created a little bit of chaos, and I couldn't get tickets to go, so I'm talking about not being able to get tickets, and then they were like, oh my gosh, it could be like the perfect thing for the video. And it was all about, you know, because one thing that's really fun about going to Burning Man and living this kind of awakened, open life is that you can live that every day. It doesn't need to be a particular event, a particular time. You can create that in your own backyard. And that was the concept about, if I can't go to the party will come to me. And we created a Burning Man experience in the backyard for the video.
Well said.
That was powerful.
Well said. You can't go to the party will come to you. And everything we talk about, the bottom line is to have fun and stay in bliss. And what we mean by that is to keep it simple. Simplify things, and forgiveness is so important. That's just something I just learned, you know, to forgive everyone, forgive yourself, forgive everybody, and that will open up the doorway to the love vibration. Talk about some upcoming projects and stuff. What are you doing in 2013? Any big plans?
I do. 2013. Well, I just finished recording an album. It's called Electric Innocence, and I'm at the moment putting together a new album. Receptive to the music that's coming through. I'm looking forward to recording an album right now that's just very meditative and something that people can listen to from beginning to end, as a healing experience, a forgiving experience, and as a musical confirmation of the vast immediacy, the brilliance, the beauty, the perfection that they are. And so I'm looking forward to doing that and more videos for the last thing. And I'm also finishing a book right now called Have You Noticed?
Ooh, you got your hands full with 2013.
It's fun. I know 2013.
And your website, again, is ashruiz.com?
Yes, ashruiz.com.
Excellent. People can find more about the videos and upcoming stuff. And
we'll
have you back on the show when you have your new album out.
It's an honor
about
to be
the book
here.
And excellent. So, thanks for coming by Dr. Lee's house, and everyone's having a good
time. I love
that
you're doing this.
It's great. Thank you. We'll be back soon. So, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by our next guest, Stephen Huer from One World Way Protein, which is an amazing protein that helps with the ascension process, which Stephen's going to talk about. So it's going to be really cool. So thanks, Ash, again, for coming
to
the show.
Big hugs to everybody.
Yes, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Thank you, Ash, for that pop-in interview here at Dr. Lee's house. Bodies of Light, doing a live radio broadcast from his home here in Davie, Florida. And a shout-out to the whole South Florida spiritual community. They have been so loving and opening with me the last 10 days here. And it was just really great. I got the time to really meet the people here and spend time at all different events and things last night. And the day before, I don't even know, 7-8 things, events the last 10 days here. It's just been really great to meet everyone and really supportive. And with that, we're going to jump to our next guest who has been on the show before, Stephen, and he is talking about his amazing, not just One World Away protein, but also some amazing other things that he does as well. And with that, Stephen, how are you? How's everything going?
It's good. Normally I'm not up at this hour, but I made sure that I was charged for this this window of time so that I have some good energy for you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I know you joined us when we were in Chichen Itza, Mexico, and we had some connection problems, so apologize for not being able to communicate with you, but I heard your interview, you ran with it, and it went great, and that's really what it's all about. So thank you for that. So let's jump into talking about your really main product that you're pushing right now, which is the One World Whey protein, which I've been taking personally. I've been giving it to people, but tell us a little bit to the listeners that aren't familiar with it, what the One World protein is, and how you first came to even getting involved with the inventor and how you found out about it.
Yeah, it's actually an interesting topic, and I like to start from a different perspective or stand back a little bit and get a little more of a context going on, because you're all about helping people to evolve to a higher level of consciousness, and how we can look at nutrition as one more tool to help us attain that. So for my whole journey of trying to evolve closer to the God self within and achieve the kingdom of heaven within has always been about achieving that vibrational state. And one of the things I found that helped to do that was periodic fasting and to be vegetarian. But as a vegetarian, I could never succeed in sustaining my energy and level of well-being and productivity and all that. So, and many people found that to be the case for themselves as well. So I found that when I got on this particular whey protein, I was experiencing the level of energy that meat would give me, but also like an uplifting type of feeling, a sense of well-being. And then I go back to the book that was written by John, the disciple of Jesus, the Essene Gospel of Peace, a really good book called, the Essene Gospel of Peace, and it's a really excellent book, which basically Jesus just instructed people on how to purify and cleanse the body and then resume eating only raw vegetarian lifestyle with a quart of goat's milk in their diet a day to ensure they get enough of that nutrient density from an animal source that they don't get from just vegetarian sources. So I was always wanting to attain that ideal diet, the Essene raw food diet, and never could succeed until this particular food came into my sphere. This is a unique product because, you know, whey protein goes back to, well, historically, 1749 forward. There was a guy in Gaia, Switzerland, who was dying of something. He was told to go check out this dairy farmer's, get the whey from the byproduct of making cheese, and that might help him. So he did, and his disease went away. And so many people were amazed at his healing that they flocked to this dairy farm and began to, you know, acquire this whey from this dairy farmer and have their health come back. So spas started to be set up throughout Germany, Switzerland, and Austria throughout the 1800s, and there was about 160 of them in which the wealthy or the sick would go and either rejuvenate themselves and get younger or, you know, have their ailments go away, just drinking fresh raw liquid whey throughout the morning time for, you know, several weeks in a row. What later come forward to our time, and you have plenty of choices of whey protein powders on the market, but none of them are conferring these kinds of profound improvements in people's health. And that's because, unfortunately, all dairy currently in our country, most of it is all heat sterilized. That means they're going to raise the temperature of the milk to 145 degrees for 30 minutes or 161 degrees for 15 to 20 seconds, which thus deforms and destroys protein shapes and amino acids, and thus your body can't use that. So I met a man 2 years ago who'd spent his time researching, finding which grass was the healthiest of all the grass-based farmers throughout the country. He examined under a microscope the chloroplast content and then found one dairy farmer in upstate New York, an Amish man, who had a large herd of Jersey cows that he started to buy this man's milk from and then do his unique process of being able to separate the casein out, so there's no casein, remove 95% of the fat and all the lactose, and end up with this pure whey protein that was never once heat sterilized, was never once damaged by heat. So the proper structure that nature or God gave that whey in its liquid state is retained in that dry powdered state, and he took time to add this cold water extracted stevia to it and also the real chocolate, real vanilla, and real pesticide-free strawberry powder to come up with these three different flavors. And the reason is I, as a nutritionist, am so enthused about this, and not just a personal thing, is that because in my efforts to help people regain their health, one of the biggest, if not the biggest factor in today's world is the ability to detoxify. That mechanism in our body is not just a matter of how much you urinate and how many bowel movements you have a day. It is a cellular mechanism that is predominantly controlled by the production of glutathione. And the production of glutathione is, well, it actually represents 60% of your detox at your second phase of liver detoxification. That's how big of a factor it is. And wow. 10% of the protein content of every cell of your body, 75 trillion cells, is supposed to contain glutathione. Because of toxicity and aging, it doesn't. So cells become congested and toxic in today's world. They don't have enough glutathione production. Toxins start to build up around your cells, and the cell begins to age, and it dies. And that's what Alexis Carroll proved, that aging was the result of metabolic waste and or environmental toxin waste accumulation at the cellular level. So We know that it's all established science, and this one food, unlike anything on the planet, I mean, I don't care what vegetable juice or what other superfood you've got out there, whether it be spirulina or chlorella, it doesn't matter, doesn't come close to the power of this one non-denatured, non-heat-sterilized whey protein that we work with in its ability to raise glutathione in the body. And when you can successfully raise glutathione in the body and detoxify the cells, you now gain the ability to produce more stem cells out of your bone marrow and elsewhere. And those stem cells, as they increase in numbers and circulate in higher amounts in your bloodstream, are going to then migrate to all your damaged organs, your hypoactive thyroid, your low-functioning adrenals, your low-functioning whatever, and your brain, whatever injuries have happened from mercury toxicity to your brain or whatever. Those can all start to migrate, those stem cells, to those tissue sites and actually then deposit in those damaged organs and repair them. And so you've got this whole chain reaction of benefits that grows just from detoxifying successfully at the cellular level, and this One World Whey protein is the only whey protein on the market that's not heat sterilized that offers the body this protein that's very rich in this one amino acid called cysteine. Cysteine is the one amino acid that the body's lacking at the cellular level on a chronic basis that it needs to create this glutathione. So you've got this wonderful food that tastes great, that kids love and seniors love, that helps you detoxify, regain healthy liver function, regain anti-inflammatory effects, and gradually and progressively improve your health if you're doing other things correctly as well. And you talk about in your radio show and in your advertisements about helping raise consciousness. Well, if your brain chemistry is unable to, you know, sustain adequate blood sugar to create enough neurotransmitters to create a state of brainwave state through prolonged meditation, it gets pretty hard to grow and evolve and experience your own connectedness to the God source. And that's why this food ends up being this critical food, not only for the detox, but also because I found that when I use this with one other product to support my adrenals, I don't need to eat flesh proteins anymore. And cutting flesh proteins out of your diet means you're cutting the consciousness of fear and death out of your body's energy field that comes in daily if you eat chicken, fish, beef, whatever. You're eating a vibration of something that was once alive that had that consciousness of life that went through fear of dying, and then that dying frequency and death frequency is in its flesh. And I've gone through this many times in personal experience, so I know personally that if I don't eat flesh and I eat a vegetarian diet, my frequency goes more towards peace and harmony and love. It's easier to meditate. It's easier to be a loving person. And it's easier to get inspirational thoughts from source energy to evolve my life further along. And so I encourage people to realize there's a really powerful, potent gift here that is in a bottle, and they can make use of it and possibly achieve what I'm talking about with regards to this physical transformation of your diet and this physical health transformation with regards to detoxification.
Now, when you're talking about transformation, one of the biggest things or talk right now about not just the spiritual community, but this transformation of the planet, there's DNA changing, there's things shifting. Talk about how this protein can actually help the body with the quote-unquote the ascension process that's happening on the planet right now.
Well, the ability to ascend would be one's ability, you know, this is of course an intellectual best explanation from somebody who's not attained it, so I'm not assuming that I am the end authority on this, but in terms of what I understand, is that we all have to basically raise our vibration to that state where we commune with our soul. We have to get rid of the subconscious mind chatter long enough to get into a place where there's no thoughts, soul consciousness returns through us to our whole being, and soul consciousness is God, and that is a frequency of peace, harmony, love, and bliss. And you start to actually be bathed in the bliss of God's love to your whole physical structure, which ultimately is the ultimate energy. If you think about it, the predominant source of energy for the human body is spiritual. It's electrical, spiritual energy, not physical caloric energy from your food. So that's why people can fast for long periods of time and still have plenty of energy and meditate and do all these miraculous things because they're getting more and more spiritual energy in their body. With regards to the diet and evolving, the more lighter you can eat, the more raw you can eat, the less electrical energy is spent in the digestive process. The more electrical energy is freed up to run through your meridians and into your nervous system, so you have the light energy running through your brain and your chakras, the more you're going to experience your spirituality and your godliness, because your electrical energy is not preoccupied with a bunch of dead cooked food and a bunch of dead animal products, which is going to be so dense that it requires a large amount of electrical life force to create all those enzymes, to process all those wastes, to filter them all out of the system, and to keep them stuck in the lower three chakras. So eating a lighter diet where you're you know, another thing that should be done is everybody should take time to clean out their digestive tract. Most people have some degree of mucus buildup, and a lot of people have a lot of fecal matter buildup. If they take time to clean out their digestive tract with a thorough 28-day cleanse that we teach, and they also start to eat this pure, mostly raw diet with things like this whey protein and some certain fats, then they're going to eat food that has enough life energy in it, that's light enough, that's easy to digest for the body, and you start experiencing more of your spiritual self-awakening. So that's that in a nutshell is how you could use diet to help you be higher vibrationally, to evolve yourself further, to make meditation easier, to get to these deeper states of consciousness where your soul consciousness arises and starts to become the dominant consciousness over your ego, mind consciousness.
And this is really important for people that obviously do a lot to stay healthy and stay fit. They have all this whey protein that they eat, and then feeding the body with these mostly chemicals and stuff that they put in a lot of the mainstream whey protein, correct?
Yeah, the mainstream whey protein first undergoes heat sterilization, so it becomes relatively indigestible, and your liver and kidneys have to work overtime to take all the unusable proteins and amino acids and filter them out as toxic, inflammatory-causing substances. And then the other whey proteins frequently sweeten themselves or sweeten with things like aspartame, sucralose, toxic synthetic sweeteners, and then there's also the artificial flavors, instantization substances. There's a lot of different weird things that they put in whey proteins. The high-end whey proteins that are just from grass-fed cows and either nothing added or some natural sweeteners like stevia, that you can call those the higher-end, are still lacking in the fact that they were heat-sterilized. They may be pure in the sense there's nothing bad in them from the additive standpoint, but they're not favorable in terms of that they were heat-sterilized and you've lost the life energy and the digestibility factor.
And what are some other things that people can do besides the One World Way? I know your One World Way is your main product, but there's also other things that you could do to help maintain a healthy lifestyle with One Way protein. Like, meaning when people start taking the One World Way, what are some things that you recommend for people to start doing to really amplify the body and absorbing the One Way protein? Is it exercise? Is there something?
Well, that's certainly going to be a necessary or a beneficial factor. I always like to tell people, well, it's best to not push yourself unless you've got the adrenal reserves to do it. It's best to let your body have so much energy that it demands that you exercise. So to the degree that somebody doesn't have enough energy, then I say, well, there's various things that they could do, and it's good to start out by knowing what the reasons for the low energy is, because there can be different reasons. So I always tell people, do a consultation with me if you can. The other thing is that most people do have some degree of adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue. So I recommend they get on a product we carry called AvenoCort. AvenoCort is a 9-day-old fertilized chicken egg where the peptides that evolve in it after the 9th day are so powerful in supporting the adrenals that it ends up being your new cup of coffee, but there's no energy rush, there's no jitteriness, there's none of that hype. It's not stimulating the adrenals, it's just feeding them. So they function with more chi, more energy, and there's also these growth factors in it that enable you to repair other parts of your body. So people have reported arthritis pain and disc or back-related pain and other kinds of pains going away because the growth factors are supporting the healing of those injured tissues. So I rely on that AvenoCort along with the whey protein. I also get people to take Mineral Magic as a basic. So it's 76 trace mineral supplement, paramagnetic minerals. Paramagnetism means that the minerals that are in this formula resurrect and become magnetic in the presence of a magnetic field. So your body's got a magnetic field to it. Every cell of the body is supposed to have that magnetite in it, and it's one of the ways by which, you know, animals are able to guide themselves with magnetic poles and going flying south for the winter and things is all because they've got this magnetite in their bodies that enable them to be guided by these magnetic grid lines on the earth. Human body is supposed to be the same way, but it's pretty out of kilter because of its toxicity. Anyways, the magnetism factor, raising your magnetic field, which the Mineral Magic can support, and people report that when they take that product, they have much more mental and physical energy, they need to eat less, and that they crave what's healthier for them. They start to lose their craving for bad food. So I get people on Mineral Magic, whey protein, and the AvenoCort, and then another one is the essential fatty acids. I get people on something called Vega EFA Oil Blend. So of all the essential fatty acid supplements on the market, right now that's the one that I found to be the strongest and best. It's preserved with things like black cumin oil and things that are high in antioxidants to protect it from oxidation. So the flax and the hemp oil that are in it, the flax and hemp oil, you get a balance of omega-6 and omega-3, and those particular fats from seed oils, not the elongated fish oil ones. The fish oil ones are good for anti-inflammatory, brain health, that kind of thing, and even joint health. the seed oil ones that you need generous amounts of, like 1 to 2 tablespoons a day, those are the ones that give the cells of your body the ability to breathe. When they become a part of the cell wall, that's the doorway through which oxygen enters the cell, and the efficiency with which you create energy is all dependent upon how much oxygen enters the cell and the cofactors that are there. So that's a real important one to prevent cancer and to keep you in good health. So I'd get people on those four things as a standard of four products that can make a miraculous difference in their life. Vega EFA Oil Blend, One World Way, Mineral Magic, and Aveeno Cord.
Wow, and your website again is sgn80.com. We're going to talk to you more about the Ormus and stuff you carry, because you carry amazing products, and people really need to know about this stuff because it could literally change your entire way of living just by your body shifting some of these currents and flows of energy we're talking about and helping more sustainable life for you and your family. So, Steve, hold on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Ormus and some other products you have on your website. So here's some more Starseed Journey. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we're joined by Stephen here from One World Whey Protein, an amazing protein. And not just that, but he has amazing products on SGN80.com. And before we look at it, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Ormus water, Stephen, because that's something I take also on a daily basis, or I try to as long as I remember to take it. But what does Ormus water do? And it's also a product, you have Ormus Earth on your website, which I just saw. What exactly is Ormus water and Ormus Earth, and how does that help with the body?
We carry a product called Ocean Ormus, and we also carry a product called Earth Ormus, and you've probably spoken about this extensively on your show before or with other people or even on your own. I got introduced to this subject way back when it first came out in 1994 or so with a video that first came out with David Hudson speaking to the Global Sciences Conference. And anyways, it's just that the human body has a very wide need for different kinds of minerals. There's large minerals that are 33 atom clusters and larger that the body uses to make metabolic enzymes. And then there's electrolytic minerals that are just sort of like, you know, the salt minerals. Then there's your monoatomic forms of minerals, where minerals can exist in smaller size particles. Or in the Ormus word has been adopted to sort of like encompass particles that are 1 to 10 atoms. Instead of being just always one atom, it's really more 1 to 10 atom particle clusters of minerals that is called the Ormus group of minerals. And these minerals are purported to be superconductors, and they contribute to the flow of the thought and or light frequencies in the human body. The nervous system, the meridians are, you know, supposed to conduct information, I guess, fast as the speed of light, and that these minerals apparently are responsible for playing a role in conducting that information. And literally the speed with which information passes through is somewhat of a measurement of the degree of voltage and electricity in the body. And a healthy cell is supposed to function at 80 to 100 millivolts. When it drops below 80 millivolts, you're starting to get into, you know, aging and fatigue, and eventually when it's very low cell potential of like 30 and 20 millivolts, it's a cancer cell. So to keep your cells really healthy and fully able to tune into the God force, the monoatomic elements play this critical role, and or Ormus elements. And so we have two products that over many years of working with many Ormus products, I mean, I work with quite a few of them out there on the market. These have proven to be the strongest. With Ocean Ormus, I find that people are experiencing, I experience and I've heard from others, the ability to be more cognitively sharp, that it feels like it's more of a mental food, somewhat of a physical food, but mostly a mental food in my experience, and cognitive clarity and mental sharpness. And the Earth Ormus is made from the product we call Mineral Magic, where it undergoes an alchemical metallurgical process to transform it into Ormus, like the 1 to 10 atom particle size minerals. And this, you could say, extract of the Mineral Magic that we call Earth Ormus, it's a white gelatinous material, seems to nourish the physical body in general, but it seems very strongly affecting of the lower chakras and keeping them healthy. It does seem to have a cognitive effect in making the mind sharp as well, but it seems to complement the Ocean Ormus a lot in that the lower chakra system is supported. And, you know, men have reported to me over the years, older men are going, you know, it's like I've got the the ease of sexual erection like when I was in my 20s, and recovery from after, you know, after having sex, recovering really quickly because of the nourishing power this has to the reproductive system.
Wow, amazing. And as always, thank you for coming on the show. We'll have you back on again next month to talk about these amazing products that you carry. And I think almost while for myself, and the first time I took Ormus, I felt the burst of energy within like 30 seconds. I couldn't even believe about how I felt, and it was amazing. I tell everyone they should drink Ormus, and I have just a little bit of your Ocean Ormus left in the refrigerator. I'd be keeping it. So I definitely take that as daily as I can to remember as well, too, and have felt a great difference from all the products. They're all great. They all help transform you. So check out sgn80.com. And Stephen, as always, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jonah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Have a great night. Thank you. And here's some more Starseed Journey. We'll be right back after these messages.